What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV, and you can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, we're going to be talking about what in the heck are the engineers behind Genesys doing about full site editing? And joining us for that conversation from WP Engine, I would like to welcome the one and only Mike McAllister. Mike, welcome to Press This.
Hi, thanks for having me back. Happy to chat WordPress today.
I was going to say, welcome back to Press This. You want to remind the audience what you were on Press This for 4 years ago?
Yeah, that's right. I was on shortly after WP Engine acquired a few of my plugins and my theme collection, array themes.
The infamous Atomic Blocks, and infamous like that's in right. A good way, not like the supervillain way.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I like it. Well, that's cool. I'm so glad to have you back here. I know a lot has changed in the block world since then. And for our listeners, and certainly for their context, Mike is a principal engineer at WP Engine, and the company that also, of course, acquired the Genesys framework and the suite of Genesys products. What Mike's going to talk to us about today is his thoughts on what full site editing is, the impact he thinks it will have on WordPress theming. I'm guessing it's a big one. And specific details around a brand new alpha product his team is working on, codenamed FSE Studio, final name TBD. But Mike's going to walk us through how the product works, what they have planned for the future, and how you can participate in the alpha yourself to up your FSE game at the same time. All right, Mike, I'm going to kick it off. I know I already asked you this question 4 years ago, but you'll forgive me if I don't remember the answer. Could you briefly tell me your WordPress origin story? When was the first time you used WordPress?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give the TLDR version this time. I started out as a designer and I designed websites, logos, all that kind of stuff. And eventually after designing so many websites, people started asking me, can you also build websites? And so I got into the freelance world of building websites. And it wasn't shortly after that where I was like, this is so archaic, there has to be a better way. And then of course I stumbled into WordPress like many people do. And so, having that content management aspect and being able to build themes and being able to kind of copy and paste themes from one project to the other and kind of have a starting blocks every time you build a site. That was totally game changing. And so
what
once
year
I went down
was that, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
We're talking like early 2000s.
I would say like 2008-ish probably.
Okay. And 2009. Were you building like sites like hand coded before that, or it was
WordPress? Mostly, you know, the clients I was dealing with were they were in the domain space, domain investing. So they were looking for a lot of landing pages. So really just had to be simple kind of HTML landing pages. Yeah, then from there, I started getting different clients who were like, okay, well, now we need, you know, blogging and all this other stuff. So that's when I stumbled into WordPress.
Well, that's cool. So not too long after widgets, shortcodes, and and even Genesis was 2007. So a real big kind of changing time frame to be in WordPress. I bet you that was an exciting time to get involved.
Oh yeah.
So we talked before about how you kind of joined WP Engine after the acquisition of Atomic Blocks. Could you briefly tell me about WP Engine and what you do there now?
Absolutely. Yeah. As you mentioned, at the top, I am a principal engineer on my team, and, you know, principal can mean a lot of different things for different teams. For me, it kind of lets me use all of my skills of being a software engineer, a designer, a product person, and sort of somebody who's always kind of looking forward in WordPress to see what's coming next. And so I use all of those skills to help my team build and maintain WordPress products, to kind of support, you know, efforts that are going on in the community, full site editing, blocks, et cetera. But also kind of, you know, help push our company forward in supporting our customer base and giving them the tools they need to build faster, better, quicker, you know, more powerful websites.
Excellent. Well, I know FSE is on a lot of folks' mind in that regard, and I'm glad to hear more of the details around what a principal engineer was. I thought it was where the bad engineers were sent to by their teachers if they misbehaved in class, but now I know the right answer. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay. So for those maybe that haven't been paying too close attention, could you let us know from the high level what FSE is and how it is different than classic themings? And then maybe while you're doing that, like the benefits you think it's providing to WordPress as WordPress evolves to this FSE future.
Yeah, so folks who are familiar with classic themes, the concepts are very similar. Full site editing means, or FSE means full site editing. And the idea is kind of implied in the name there, that your whole site should be fully editable in the WordPress editor. And so we've seen kind of the rise of blocks, and blocks are kind of building blocks of your content. So, you know, being able to kind of jazz up your content area was the idea with blocks. So, but now we're going to expand it out, headers and footers. So you need to be able to change your header and footer out, and then, you know, sidebars, et cetera. So all of these elements of your site, the vision is that these should be able to be built, edited, and maintained in the WordPress editor using the various tools like the site editor, global styles, blocks, block styles. All of these things kind of come together in like a kind of a more inclusive WordPress building experience.
And so more of the controls are basically available, and functions and settings are available in WP Admin in order to build out your theme. Does that mean like I'm totally blocked from custom CSS and making it look the way I want to look?
No, absolutely not. I think that's the great thing, is that this is an approach that is as iterative as you want it to be. You know, you could fully adopt full site editing, and if you don't want to write a line of CSS, you can pretty much almost get away with that. I think by the end of the year, we'll be a lot closer to that. But the benefits kind of outweigh the, you know, the downsides at this point, in that, you know, for the longest time, we've wanted an inclusive design system in WordPress, right? We've kind of been left to templates and CSS to do that. But now, you know, you can imagine the power of having a design system at your hands. If you're an agency, you can quickly fire off new sites and kind of give control to the editors, publishers, to kind of make changes themselves. Or if you're a theme creator, you know, your business, you know, you can make themes a lot quicker, grow your business quicker, and it's a lot easier to maintain over time as well.
Yeah, it's really interesting, the kind of tug and pull between customization and ease. And you know, everyone likes an easy button. Everyone uses ACF and doesn't hand code their own fields plugin,
right?
Because it's there. But it is good to see, you know, FSC providing that path for folks that do want to kind of dig in with custom CSS and other experiences, certainly addressing functionality through plugins and whatnot. So for those building themes in the way that, you know, in the classic theme way, if you will, do they have to stop doing that, or are classic themes going to like blow up next month or something?
I don't think so, because, you know, FSC and kind of exposing controls and knobs to customers isn't always what is going to be right for every end user. You know, if you're somebody who's maybe building big enterprise sites for customers, I think, you know, that classic theme model might actually be more in line with what they need, depending on their needs, and kind of having the design kind of more locked down, more tightly controlled with version control and development. So it ultimately, I think, depends on the end user. But I think over time, as more and more tools and powerful editing bits and bobs get exposed in the editor, I think a lot of people are going to want to tie into that merely to like get the value benefits out of it, you know, being able to kind of quickly get in there and you know, customize things.
So there's effectively like no end of life date declared for classic themes. It's still somewhat early days. And so there's a basically adoption curve, and it's good to get early on that, right? To be able to prepare for the future, but there's no effectively like imminent EOL date where like your themes are going to blow up. And I think it's interesting to think about. I know when Gutenberg came out, a lot of folks were concerned about having to convert all their sites at once. And obviously a lot of those concerns were misfounded. But I want to talk a little bit about how to really go about adopting full site editing. And I know you've been working on a tool to help folks with that, but we're going to take our first break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I'm interviewing Mike McAllister of WP Engine about what in the heck are the engineers behind Genesis doing about full site editing. Mike, right before the break, you were talking a little bit about what FSC is, some of its role in how WordPress is evolving with theming, really kind of having a lot more easy buttons at the hand, but also still being able to take those custom CSS approaches. Did you want to add anything to the stop building classic themes summary? I kind of summarized your thoughts there at the end. I didn't know, before the break, I didn't know if that was a good summary or not in your view.
No, it was a great summary. Long story short, those classic themes don't have to go anywhere if you don't want to. It's kind of a, like I said, iterate and adopt as you're comfortable with. And that's kind of what we're seeing play out. So no worries there.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't feel bad if I built a classic theme. Sounds like I've got time to adopt.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. I've been playing around with FSC Studio, which I want to kind of transition into as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously, you have talked on Twitter and in various places and shown a video demo of this prototype that you've named FSC Studio, at least as a code name. What are the theme building challenges with FSC that you're trying to address? If FSC is meant to be more approachable and have more easy buttons, what are you doing to make it easier?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. Right. You know, coming from, as you mentioned, you know, we're the team that is behind the Genesis framework. And so with that comes a lot of themes, traditionally anyway. We've had a lot of themes. And that means a lot of managing themes and updating themes and sort of just the overall kind of maintenance of a theme collection. It's a lot of work. And so when looking forward to this new era of WordPress themes, we're kind of given a huge opportunity to kind of retool and think, okay, if we could do this all differently from the start, what would we do differently? And so we kind of took that idea and initiative, and because of the kind of JavaScript nature of the new WordPress and sort of the more lightweight and modular approach, there are a lot of things that we can do kind of automated and programmatically to kind of alleviate the burden of creating and maintaining themes over time. So, you know, like most good products do, FSC Studio started as a, well, let's just see if we can create something to kind of make things easier to create in WordPress, especially when, WordPress is going through transitions right now and everything's not quite there. And there are things that you, as a developer, you look at and think, oh, I just wish it would do this right now. And so FSC Studio was our kind of internal tool to fill in those shortcomings and see if there's a building experience that makes sense for us and maybe makes sense for other folks trying to make some of these new full site editing themes.
What are some of those challenges? Like what are, as folks create FSC themes, what are some of the, I'm kind of getting into like, what are the main functions of the plugin? Mm-hmm. Like what is it doing? But maybe you could connect those to explaining a little bit about what full site editing or FSC Studio does.
Sure. Yeah. In short, what we've done is created a custom user interface to kind of bring together several of these parts of WordPress that are currently kind of disconnected in a way. So the site editor, theme patterns, template parts, and site templates, all of these things that make up the WordPress, the new WordPress. And one of the other big things is theme.json. And this is kind of the style configuration file that ships with these new full site editing themes. And in that is all of these attributes and different style properties that tell your theme how to act, how to look, what features to enable. And, the amount of stuff that that file alone can do is a lot. And it can be hard to understand. What can I put in there? What can I customize? And so part of what we've done is expose the user interface for theme.json to say, these are all the settings that are available to you, and kind of made it, you know, in the spirit of WordPress and kind of simplifying everything going forward, provided a user interface to toggle things on and off, change your color palettes live. And you can save all that and preview your theme as you're building it. So in short, it's just it's a way of pulling together these different WordPress editing tools into one UI giving people one place to build instead of 100 different places.
So it's really fundamentally focused on making the act of creating a theme with FSC easier. Also leaning in on exposing the attributes within theme.json to make that more intuitive. How are you think, is this similar to customizer approaches that Genesis and other frameworks have taken in that kind of GUI for the design approach, or do you think of it in a completely different way?
I guess you could make some comparisons there, but I think with this, all of these new tools in WordPress are so new to us, just as they are to everyone building. I think we wanted to see, again, I think, and maybe this is particular to folks who have built a lot of themes, but we wanted to see, you know, instead of doing this all this by hand, how much of this can we anticipate and how much of this can we turn into automation and, you know, lean into that. And so part of it is the user interface, bringing a user interface to all of these disparate actions. And also part of it is just using smart tooling and automation and sort of taking the burden off of theme creators to try kind of help them get to the next important part, whether that's, you know, designing or whatever. So yeah, it's kind of something you have to, kind of have to see to kind of maybe get the full picture, but it's quite cool. And you know, one thing we're also very conscious of is WordPress may have these features one day, but this is our way of kind of anticipating, just like we did with blocks and patterns. You know, you got to stay kind of ahead of the curve. You anticipate what WordPress is doing, fill in the gaps where you can, and try to use it as a moment of education for the community.
So one of the interesting questions I feel with what we've talked about so far, especially for folks familiar with Genesis and frameworks like it, is like the idea that FSC Studio is a plugin versus a parent theme. And I know this relates to FSC specifically, but thoughts on why the plugin approach versus a parent theme approach?
Mm-hmm. Well, for us, you know, we look at FSC Studio as it's just a local development tool, basically. So you install this plugin locally. It kind of gives you, you know, it's just in a regular old WordPress install, but it's created a UI for you to generate a theme. So folks who remember, you know, underscores was an automatic project where you could go and generate a starter theme very easily. You just filled in a few fields and it spit out a theme for you. That's kind of what we're doing. So this, it makes sense to have that kind of functionality in a plugin where we're basically, you know, giving you a framework to create stuff. And the byproduct of that is, you know, it spits out a theme. Whether or not we get into the paradigm of parent themes and child themes in this new era of WordPress is currently under discussion, and there's pros and cons. So I'm more curious than anyone to see how that shakes out, because it's a pretty big paradigm, but it may or may not be necessary anymore. We may be able to use things like style variations and things like that to kind of get around that.
I think it's a really interesting point, because I know one of the struggles, certainly like if you're working like in an agency context, is like, oh yeah, I'm going to install two themes and one of them is called a parent theme. And like even explaining the construct to people can be challenging. So it's interesting to think of it as a builder tool. So the site you install the theme on would not have to run that plugin effectively, because you're generating the theme with the plugin on whatever WordPress you're running it on.
Yep. Right. Exactly.
And so like one of the other constructs is Genesis framework itself and other things like it, or themes like it, have functionality in the theme. And is that just going to a kind of a plugin companion model, you feel, with FSC in general, or certainly for me, because FSC themes can't run functionality like classic themes can. Is that correct?
Well, they can. You could put, you know, it has a functions.php file like every other WordPress theme. And so you could put as much, you know, code in there as you want. But I think the idea is, the paradigm going forward is, what, how much less can we do with these? Can we remove a lot of the stuff that has to go in every functions file, and maybe just handle that with the theme JSON file, or, you know, some other smart way of doing it. So, you know, for example, I used FSC Studio to kind of create a little starter theme over the past 2 weeks in my spare time. And I found that by the end of it, my functions file barely had anything in it. I mean, a few things, and maybe some of that could even be pulled out. So I think it is an interest, and you know, I think the more complicated your site is, the more you're gonna want to add it, in there.
It sounds like a lean and mean theme, that's for sure. I'll have to take a peek at that off air. We're gonna take our last break, and we're gonna come back and talk about the future of FSE Studio. So everybody, hang tight, and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're talking about what in the heck are the engineers behind Genesis doing about FSE with Mike McAllister. Mike, right before the break, you were talking a little bit about the role of functionality in themes and how functions.php is still available in FSE themes. And you can load it up with functionality, but you might not want to, because you could leverage theme.json or I guess a companion plugin or other approaches to make that theme a lot more lean. As you think about the future of FSE Studio, I know you're going to think of a new name. That was maybe one thing on your list. But what are other areas you'd like to address? I mean, I know obviously the Genesis framework particularly has a history of like performance and SEO and other aspects. I'm not saying that you like, that's where you would focus, but I'm just curious, like, how are you thinking about the future after the alpha?
Yep, it's a great question. And, you know, one of the awesome things about these lightweight themes and kind of getting rid of heavy style sheets and everything else is you get a built-in performance boost. A lot of these themes that come off of, you know, at least FSE themes are so much lighter and more performant. But so that's besides the point. But you know, for FSE
Studio, is it beside the point? I feel like a massive because I feel like a lot of people are walking around the assumption they're actually a lot more bloated. Like
a couple of
blocks and people's some views on that. But
yeah,
themes would be a lot lighter.
Well, that would be something we would definitely want to knock down because now with WordPress, getting rid of these heavy style sheets and even only loading styles of the blocks that are on the page, kind of tree shaking in real time, you're getting like some crazy performance that we've never seen in WordPress.
Well, that seems like a pretty good reason not to wait for it to, more.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Yeah, you can really leverage the technology that's in there. So, but yeah, in terms of FSE Studio, we are in alpha right now. I just shared one kind of tweet about it and we got a lot of interest. And so, this thing started as just an internal development tool. And so it was like, scratching our own itch, solving our own problems. And it wasn't until we kind of built it out that we thought this might actually be helpful to folks. So that's what we're working through now is the first run of the alpha, getting people in there using it, seeing, is this a product? Is it not? We're getting a lot of great feedback, but going forward, the plan is to keep an eye on the alpha and the feedback, keep an eye on WordPress and see how that's changing and see how that kind of influences what we're doing with FSE Studio. We're just, at the end of the day, our goal is to like make building in WordPress easier. And so we're going to go with where WordPress goes. We're going to go with our intuition on that, whether it means FSE Studio or changing it to kind of adhere to our philosophy on building themes, and all with the end point of getting somewhere kind of like Genesis did. It was a tool that was very popular, kind of turned a lot of people on to WordPress and gave them the confidence to build with WordPress and kind of extracted away a lot of the complexity. And so that's our goal at the end of the day. And so that's what we use to kind of guide decisions on these products.
All right. Well, it's making my agile heart warm with that objective-based iterative approach, Mike. Really,
that's right.
Really like that. I know you've tweeted about the link to the YouTube video. Is that pretty visible on your Twitter account if people want to go check it out?
Yes, I can even pin it on my channel there.
Excellent.
To check out.
Excellent. Yeah. What's your Twitter handle for those listening?
It's at Mike McAllister, one of each letter, MikeMcAllister.
Do the other Mike McAllisters get mad at you for hogging the Twitter handle?
They do. I got that a long time ago, and I'm glad I did get it.
Nice. I buy like all the kids in my family their vanity name domain name for their birthday when they're young. It's a smart move. Yeah. Awesome. Well, if people wanted to participate in the alpha, what's the easiest way for them to do that?
We do have a link to sign
up. Short URL if you want me to read that out.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it's litturl.co/FSE now. So that's my own custom URL shortener I built with WordPress, Mike. It is the only world's actual headless WordPress site. It literally renders no content. It has no front end at all. The only true
headless. That's a great use case for a headless site.
I know. I like it, but it doesn't extend any APIs or content though. So maybe in the everyone else definition of what headless means.
Right.
But this was great, Mike. Thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks. Always happy to chat about WordPress and where it's headed.
Excellent. We'll have to have you on again before 4 years is up.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. Well, if you'd like to enroll in that alpha again, the URL is litturl.co/FSE now. Thanks everyone for listening to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. This has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.